We, as Human Rights Watch, has been tracking developments in the Guinea's landmark trial. We think that the trial is a landmark justice effort to the victims, but not only the victims, it's also significant for the country.
Recently, there were reports of lawyers and magistrates going on strike. What are some of the challenges to this trial?
That's a very important question because right now the trial is facing mainly budgetary challenges as well as some security challenges. During the past year, the trial has witnessed some series of suspensions, mainly due to a boycott that was announced by the defense lawyer engaged in the trial, mainly asking for financial aid, which delayed resolving this boycott issue and led to a prolonged suspension in the middle of the trial. On the side of that, in terms of security concerns, those kind of concerns or issues stand right now both vis-a-vis the victims, but also vis-a-vis the accused. As you might know, the trial has been broadcast live across national TV, national radio, and has been a main topic of discussion among Guineans themselves.
What has been the import or cooperation of the military government in Guinea? Have they been cooperative or supportive?
Thank you for that question. It is clear that with the current government, the trial was possible to progress and to open in the first place. It is our position and our role in this trial mainly to only observe the progress of the trial and the possibility of achieving justice for the victims. So our focus here was that after 13 years of the massacres from September 28, 2009, the trial was finally opened and victims have finally had the chance to move forward with their justice demands.
You mentioned victims. Who are the defendants in this particular trial?
The defendants, as I mentioned, are 11. One of the reasons also why this trial has captured a lot of attention, but also why we consider it as significant, is that we have high-level defendants or accused, including Guinea's former president, Moussa Dadis Camara. We have also Aboubakar Diakité, who was the personal aide de camp and the head of the personal security of Moussa Dadis Camara, the former president, among other nine defendants who were also part of the government in place during the 2009 massacre.
The anniversary is coming, so what does Human Rights Watch want to say about the importance of this trial?
One thing to take away after 1 year that the trial has been ongoing is that it is an opportunity to help inspire more domestic accountability efforts globally. As you might know, after the massacre happened in 2009, the International Criminal Court opened what we call a preliminary examination, which is a preliminary examination in order for the court to see if it wants to open an investigation into the cases or not.